It'll be 2 days of rock and roll this weekend at Photo City, as the Rockin' Rochester Weekender features a mix of national and local bands. WXXI cultural arts contributor Jeff Spivak has this preview.
She holds me tight, but the night just ain't complete till she hears that rock and roll beat. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that rock and roll beat.
For decades, Rochester has been a city where thunder gods walk the streets at night. Rock music with a sense of its own history. 14 bands gathered this weekend to celebrate that notion at the Rockin' Rochester Weekender at Photo City. It's a mix of national bands and local bands playing at the club on Atlantic Avenue. New York City's The Fleshtones and Rochester's High Risers headline the Friday night show. Saturday, the big names are New York City band Dirty Fences, along with curiosities such as Montreal's one-man band Bloodshot Bill and the all-woman surf band from Toronto, the Surfragettes. And local bands as well, including the Fox Sisters. In the late 90s, Jimmy Filangieri was a member of one of Rochester's premier garage bands, the Thunder Gods. Mike Murray is host of Whole Lotta Shakin', the Saturday afternoon show on WRUR that helps us keep this music in our ears. They're both working men, so we have them on the phone. Jimmy, you first. You booked this show. What have you done here?
Well, you know, there's so many music events that take place in Rochester, and I think that's fantastic. But I wanted to, you know, had the idea of just doing one that, you know, my dream festival where I wanted to see all the bands. And so I just got some guys together and decided to do it. Why wait for someone else to do it for us?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything like this recently that you can think of?
In town?
In town, yeah.
I would say it's similar to the garage pop shows from the 90s,
yeah,
that Garage Pop Records put on at the Buck Jar primarily, but at different venues across town. But it's in that spirit, yes.
Mm, yeah. So, Mike, what is this music all about?
Well, it, in my mind, is about excitement, youth that you can carry with you no matter how old you are. What we're looking at this weekend is music based around two guitars, a bass, some drums, and occasional keyboard, maybe harmonica thrown in there as well. It is the sound of just jubilation. Is a good word for it. The sound that came out in the 50s when Elvis came out and everybody went crazy, and the same thing that happened when the Beatles came around, and some of the enthusiasm that punk and DIY have had since. That kind of approach to more about enthusiasm more so than musicianship, and that is not to knock any of these bands, because there are some excellent musicians in all of these groups. So talent aside, it's there, but it does ring with that innocence at times.
Mm. Jimmy, like I mentioned, you played in the Thunder Gods back in the late 90s. Now you're with the Fox Sisters. Does that illustrate the difference in the music these days?
I don't know if it illustrates the difference in the music these days overall. It illustrates a difference in the people we were then compared to the people we are now. It's a little bit more grown up, and not to be in a, not that it's not fun, it's, I'd say it's just as spirited, slightly less abrasive, you know, the message is still the same, or the drive is still the same to have fun, as Mike was saying. It's all about having fun, you know, the band's having fun, but, you know, having fun with the audience and letting them have fun. I think there's a lot of music that is very popular, but not very fun. And I think that's just the best part of it, from going to see the Essentials when I moved to Rochester in 1987, listening to a whole lot of Shaken. It was a huge education, and that lesson has stayed with me for the past over 30 years. Mm.
Mike, some of these bands, I'll point out a couple of them that are of interest to you.
Well, a couple of them, well, they really all are. I mean, the Fleshtones I've seen several times over the last 35 years, and they always put on a great show. They're one of the bands that originated, I don't want to call it garage rock, but that real basic, as I said, two guitars, bass, and a drum sound, influenced by the fun rock and roll of the 50s and 60s, but they've been doing this since the mid-70s. And then you have newer bands like Awful Knoefel or Harmonica Lewinsky or the Surfer Jets, who are younger, but they take that same spirit. It's the same spirit that's been there for over half a century. And to see that people of all ages are still inspired by the ability to make these sounds and the fun that Jimmy described that goes along with it, the camaraderie and just the utter joy that happens when these bands play is what it's all about.
And Jimmy, this is more than a music. This is an event, right? You got other things happening?
Well, it's mostly music, but there's also DJs. There's a dance party after the bands each night where there'll be some excellent DJs playing very rare and danceable 45s that you can't hear on the radio, and except on Mike's show. And
okay.
But you know, so that's it's really event. There's going to be clothing vendors, there's going to be food vendors, and it's just going to be an all-encompassing two-day, you know, festival of rock and roll and fun.
Mm. And barbecue, although my note here says Sticky Lips will have a vegetarian option. Is there such a thing as vegetarian barbecue?
I'm taking their word on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And tickets, where do you get tickets?
They're available for a couple more days at Eventbrite. That's Rockin' Rochester Weekender, one word, .eventbrite.com. But they'll be available at the door as well.
Okay. This is music that is the legacy we get from clubs such as New York City, CBGBs, and here in Rochester, the late, great Scorgies. Fleshtones lead singer Peter Zaremba once told me that during a show at Scorgies, someone stuck a fork in him. So we're not looking for that this weekend, even though it is a barbecue thing as well. But Rockin' Rochester Weekend demonstrates stick a fork in it, but it's not done yet. Guys, thank you very much for this, okay?
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.